This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Everybody, boy, is there a lot happening in D.C., but what else is new? It's been that kind of year. Kate Delaney hanging with you as we get closer to the holidays. The traffic is thick, waistlines are expanding, and some of the nonsense and the rumbling coming out of D.C. as well. Just like I said, what we've heard throughout the entire year. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, joins us from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. I was just talking to someone earlier tonight about the fact that Congress wanted to interview the agents, the Border Patrol agents, who detained that 7-year-old girl that died in custody. And this story is just getting bigger and bigger. And when the thing first broke, you and I talked about, oh, no, here we go. And this is a big deal.
Well, it is, and, you know, they have to find out what's going on. Now, of course, there's an ongoing investigation of this, and then you know, Congress won't want to interview. And honestly, I'm not saying it is, potentially a criminal case. So they really can't interview. I mean, in my opinion, I was in Congress every time something happened, from a baseball strike, whatever. You know, we wanted to have a hearing and solve everything. And I understand they need details, but this right now, unless they, Kate, would find out that there's some slow action on the part of the people looking at this, but it could be a negligence case, you know, or something that could be quasi-criminal. So I think that's probably why they're getting some resistance.
Yeah, wow. And while that's happening, you know, we've been talking about this Russia investigation for over 2 years. But
a decade.
It does feel like a decade. It's like dog years, I've aged. This whole thing with Robert Mueller now redacting portions of the interview with Michael Flynn, and this is just released ahead of sentencing. So why'd they pull some of this stuff out? I mean, I guess they're recommending that Flynn get no jail time.
Right. You know, Flynn from day one was in a jackpot seat, too, because they were going after his son. His son had made some public statements, wouldn't stop. It didn't help the entire case, I'm sure. And, you know, Flynn, I think, you know, basically cut his deal early. And since they are suggesting zero jail time, then I would assume that he's cooperated now. How much does he know? And, you know, he might have cooperated with whatever he knew, and we don't know what the level of that will be. There's always going to be some redacted material, though, in these cases, because, you know, you never know. When these cases are done, including my own, you never know who said what to whom. It just stays silent, you know, for 100 years. So I don't know what they've got, but they don't want it obviously released. It might hurt their leverage.
Absolutely. And that's what I think. It could hurt the leverage part of it. So they're saying, you know, forget it. Why are we going to release this? It doesn't, you know, make sense. And it's interesting, you say, because now more than ever, since we have social media, isn't it seem like the search for the truth is, first of all, in how you see it, perception is reality?
You're right, Kate. It's just changed for all of us who've been, you know, at this for a while, too, because you have to sift this and you have to go through that.
Yeah.
And today so many false things are put out there with stories, and then it becomes, you know, whose version, who's rewriting of history, like I say. And you've got too many moving pieces on this Trump deal with the White House, the family, Mueller, all these people. There are so many moving parts that it's going to be tons of perception. And I promise you, in 20 years from now, they'll be still reviewing who said what to whom, and then their version of reality 20 years from now versus ours.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we watch what the reality situation is, the reality in healthcare is it's changing rapidly. I mean, really, bye-bye to Obamacare. Doesn't that seem what's happening?
Yes, and I think there was confusion when this story first came out. I know I had some phone calls. People said, well, wait a minute. This was found constitutional. Yes, it was. It was found constitutional. Justice Roberts, a Republican, in fact, everybody got mad at him on the Republican side, went with Obamacare because the Republican, or I mean, the bill under Nancy Pelosi at the time, Barack Obama's bill, specifically said that the IRS could, in fact, tax somebody if they didn't sign up. So Roberts said, okay, that's a tax bill. Congress has the power to tax. Well, they removed it this year. Nobody's going to pay a penalty this year. So the judge in Texas said, oh, okay, that's not the same bill. That's not a tax bill. They didn't have the authority to do it. And it's going to go to the Fifth District Circuit Appeals, which is very conservative. So I think it's going to be upheld at that point. It keeps rolling down right back to the Supreme Court. So through bits and pieces, the health care bill is just being dismantled one way or the other. And this has a chance to actually go to the court and be found unconstitutional, possibly.
Wow. And so that's definitely one to watch. You never know.
Sure.
You never know, too, if there's ever going to be a challenger to a sitting president. And Senator Corker was quoted today saying he's unsure if Republicans should challenge Trump in 2020. I bet they won't. What do you think?
Oh, they won't. They will not challenge him. I don't care how much more he's targeted or hit. They won't challenge him. You know, my home state governor, your state, Ellen Ratner, is Ohio. We're all connected. John Kasich is, you know, sitting in a chair today. There was a picture of him maybe going to run, but I just don't think a lot of the base would support anybody, including John Kasich at this time. I think that Trump, unless something worse happens we don't know about, if he doesn't go unopposed, he's going to win the primary.
Yeah, that's what I think. I can't imagine he wouldn't, unless there's some health problem or something happens. But other
right.
than that,
this
no.
This is becoming almost a internal fight amongst the supporters of Trump to just absolutely keep hitting through the next target that comes at the president, and they're going to stay pretty solid.
Yeah. And for the Democrats, it's interesting because there's a story today about Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, who's now one of the top contenders, they say, for the presidential candidate race on the Dem side, and coming up fourth in a new Iowa caucus poll. How about that?
Yes, I mean, look, it's a wide-open ball game. Of course, every senator, Kate, in the morning, they wake up, they look in the mirror, and they say, good morning, Mr. President, how are you? So, you know, that's an old house joke. But I think, you know, hey, she has as much chance as anybody. This is a wide-open ball game. I mean, I can tell you who I think that they don't have a chance. I mean, Senator Warren, who was considered the person, you know, on the move right after the election. I think that she doesn't have a chance, but I think others do. It'll be a wide open field.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. I agree with you. All right, Bob, you never looked in the mirror and said, hello, Mr. President, did you?
Well, years back, maybe. Possibly. I used to be my governor. So,
I could see you as a governor. And you're still popular in Ohio. And by the way, if you wanted to run, you could.
Yes, I could. And I actually had people who don't believe this sometimes, but I actually had a newspaper, a major one, that twice said, hey, you need to run publicly. And Ellen Ratner, of course, goes crazy with me and says, you got to run. And one of the news people down there said, I think you can win. And I said, not to be brazen, but that's why I'm not running. I think I could maybe win.
I love it. Bob Day, you have many
Thank
more
you.
Trips to take to India. Thanks for coming on, as always.
Thank you. Thanks, Kate.
Coming up, Les Moonves. Oh, he's not escaping with $120 million. CBS says no. We got the deets on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In the world of Me Too, and you gotta be kidding me, we're going to go to Les Moonves' story about the $120 million and some of the crazy things that have come out about Les Moonves. Boy, broadcasting, entertainment seems to be the worst, and some of the corporate malfeasance, really, frankly, that happened in the past. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Can you hang on just a sec? I got to turn my radio down. There we go. Okay,
darling. I love it. Perfect.
Okay, guess what? 2 missed field goals and I would
tell
have
me.
The perfect score. And how about our Eagles? Wasn't that great?
How about that? I did not
came
think
in
that.
And
yeah,
just
it was great.
Showed them how
what a game.
How they ate the cabbage. That's country saying.
No kidding. I like that. How the cow ate the cabbage.
Yeah.
I got to remember that.
That's just country boys we talked.
Yeah, that was crazy. What a game.
Oh, I tell
yeah.
you, I sat there.
Great game.
My nephew Bobby came over and he sat down on the thingy there and he's watching and he says, well, I'll take the rant. You will, huh? Yeah, okay. I'll take the Eagles because I knew Nick Foles was going to come out there and show them how it's done. And he did. They had some plays that was unbelievable. And the run through the line, my God, it was great. I just loved it. What do you think?
I did too. It was a great game. It was a great game. It was. I mean, Jared Goff had a lot of miscues. The Rams, who have been just soaring, all of a sudden deflated. But then at the end, there they come back, and it looked like, boy, there's going to be enough time on the clock. And then things flip over, and boy, Philly hangs on. That was a great game.
I tell you what, I loved it. I really did. So I don't get no prizes because of the fact I didn't get the perfect score, huh? Shuckin' see darn. I was hoping so bad for something.
There's this week. You may get it this week.
You never know. Well, I'm going to let you go for
never
now.
Never know? So what?
What? Okay. I'm going to let you go for now.
Love it.
I'm going to say goodbye. Bye-bye.
I like that. I love it. I love it that you came close, though, and you were rooting for the Eagles. So as Dan was alluding to, we do this thing called Nail the Score, and it happens on our Wednesday into Thursday show for some of you, depending on where you're living. But it's the first hour, the last segment, and you get a chance to nail the score. I pick the game of the week. If you correctly nail the score, ding, 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 you are a winner. And he's right that Philadelphia Rams game was an incredible game. If you're a football fan at all, heck, even if you're not a football fan, you're probably intrigued by the ending of that, because it was like a movie where they weren't sure which direction they were going, and the Eagles ended up beating the Rams 30-23. How about that? And let's hear it for Nick Foles, the backup. Wow. Incredible. All right, he wasn't the backup. He was the man. Les Moonves was so powerful in the world of broadcasting. I can't even describe the kind of power the guy had. You know, just think of Lord Voldemort and think of Les Moonves. So Les Moonves, the CBS chair no more, was fired for cause, doesn't get severance because of the sexual misconduct allegations. He was set to get $120 million in severance. But a CBS announcement came after they did their own internal investigation. They said he was guilty of willful and material malfeasance. Willful and material malfeasance. So there have been 12 women that have come forward, and including some well-known actresses who said they squashed, because they rebuffed his advances, he squashed their programs. So you think about this list grows long and long and long. Last year you had, and boy, I like this guy too, you had 8 women accused Charlie Rose of sexual harassment. So CBS, PBS terminated Rose. 60 Minutes executive producer Jeff Fager left. Accusations there. And the network, CBS, is becoming the three dreaded letters. And this all started when there was an expose in the New York Times with the downfall of some of these broadcasting guys. And, I mean, there's many more, but the thing with Moonves was that there was a veteran television executive who said, he physically restrained her. There were just so many others that said he retaliated, damaged their careers, and including Sybil Shepherd, who was on a popular show called Moonlighting with Bruce Willis. And it's funny, I was a kid, meaning I want to say it was like in high school. I can't remember the year that came out. But it was that tongue-in-cheek kind of show, and boom, it went away. It seemed like almost overnight, and there's the answer. How about that? So not getting that $120 million. You know, when you fall big when you're that kind of guy. And now anything that was under the rug, as we all know, is not under the rug anymore. So that was a pretty big story, I would say. Meanwhile, if we look beyond the headlines, there's some other things that you might not have seen. And so it's like what I call my little version of odds and ends. Well, you probably know this. If you have a 401k, a nightmare on Wall Street, boy, the levels keep dropping. So once again, another plummet on the street. And if we're looking at the numbers, this has been one of the worst ever since the Depression days. I mean, suddenly that's becoming a story that people aren't realizing. So while unemployment is good, the markets are shaky over fears of the dreaded recession that we keep hearing it's a possibility, right? So that means then it gets a little bit shakier. The bad, you know, the bad news turns into the bad market. And it has been an incredibly hot market. But now there's a lot of reeling going on. And some of that has to do with the whispers about a recession. That's certainly one of the things that we've seen. Since 1926, U.S. stocks have 34% average returns during the 12 months following a 10 to 20% correction. So that excludes dividends, a daily total return data doesn't really extend back that far, but if you add the dividends, it would be a little bit higher, but it's turning out to be negative, very flat since 26, whenever stocks return between 5 and 5% a calendar year, the next years have bounced up 24%. So, I don't know, maybe this flips around, and usually, traditionally, in December is not when you have that. Usually the markets are flush or decent, not like what we're seeing now. And technology-wise, since we're moving at the speed of light and there are some big announcements coming out with gadgets and everything else, I don't know. You would think that it wouldn't bounce as much as it has bounced. I mean, let's put it that way. But I'd say this all the time. Listen, when you invest in anything, right, we all know this. I mean, if we had a sure thing, of course, who would not go for the sure thing? But we don't. We're standing at the craps table. It reminds me of when I lived in Vegas. You're standing at the craps table. Sometimes it's falling in your favor, and sometimes it's not falling in your favor. And when it tanks, it's brutal because you've gained all of whatever leverage you think you have, and then suddenly it slips back. So how about that? One thing I would say is don't let yourself have a heart attack over what's going on in the markets, because I just read something about heart attacks are most likely to happen this time of year on Christmas Eve. They say it's the worst day of the year for heart attacks. 40% the risk is high. 40%. What do you think that is? Stress? I thought the holidays were a time when you're not supposed to be as stressed. I guess not. They say people over the age of 75 and with diabetes and a history of coronary artery disease most likely to be those having heart attacks. Well, do you think? But it's just weird how the numbers have fallen. And you see family, you drink, you eat together, whatever. And I don't know, maybe it's a spike in seeing family. Or just excessive food intake, alcohol, long distance traveling. Maybe that's risking the whole heart attack thing. Or anger, anxiety, sadness, grief. I know, all good stuff to talk about, right? Nah. Coming up next, we're hitting the mailbag. Hang in there, everybody. Kate Delaney.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street after concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. The Dow lost 507 points to close at 23,592. Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News the Fed's in a bit of a pickle here.
Just more money won't work, and that's why the Fed's in a dilemma, because they've done it for a long time, and they're just tinkering with slowing that up.
Former FBI Director James Comey is going after Republicans, telling them to stand up for the rule of law.
At some point, someone has to stand up, and in the face of fear of Fox News, fear of their base, fear of mean tweets, stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement.
Comey was meeting behind closed doors with two committees and has been also known to send out some controversial tweets in his own right. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I really do. Yeah, we're celebrating 10 years here on America Tonight, and hats off to the gang at the mothership, GCN, for all their support. But, wow, it's been really spectacular, and especially so many of you, honestly, working in New York, working in Dallas, all great memories, all great stops, but never the kind of email response in any of those huge markets like so many of you listening to this show, and we truly appreciate that. So without further ado, let's dive into the mailbag. Here it is.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I do have mail. I've got this one from Michael, who says, "Hey, Katie, Kate, I've been listening to you since I heard you say you were on in Portland. I've been listening to you on KPAM. And I have to tell you, I really enjoy the fact that you have this take on things politically, business, etc., where we can actually have a conversation. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have a civil conversation? I do think civility is back on the rise. We can disagree and even arm wrestle to get to the bottom of something, but why can't we be friends? Have you noticed there's a little bit of a switch in the air? No, I haven't noticed that. I think it depends on where you are and who you hang with, frankly. And remember, it used to be that old saying about politics and religion, you couldn't talk about it. Well, my family, it wasn't about that. My family was about current events. What's happening? What are you learning? What's being said? That kind of stuff. So I was encouraged, and so was my brother, and that's kind of the family I grew up in. So no surprise, I guess, that I'm behind the mic. But I like the idea of you know, making your point and standing up for what you believe in. But it would be better if we could have those conversations. But it seems like, I think it's far and few between. It just depends on where you are. It depends on the place where you're living. It depends on the discussions you're having, etc. I mean, listen, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We live in America, where we can express our opinions. I've said this before, but hey, maybe you're listening to me for the first time. I've been to a couple of countries where they stuff the ballot boxes, like Mexico. You got the choice, pre or pan Easter party. Believe me, you don't want to live like that. And then I've been in Ecuador, where you can't even leave the country if you don't vote, and they're trying to swing a vote a certain way, depending on who's running and what's going on. We see the madness of Venezuela, another place where I've been. And I've been to other countries where you don't really have a choice, right? Take it or leave it, even if it seems like there's a democratic process. And I wouldn't want to live like that, where we had state-run radio programs, state-run media, and whatever the dictator or the communist in office wanted was what would be pumped out there. So even if it infuriates you, some of the nonsense you hear that you think is fake news or whatever, just be glad that we're living in a place where we can challenge that versus, hey, take it or leave it, this is what you got. All right, this one is from Thomas, who says, Kate, I haven't had a chance to call you in a long time, but rest assured we're listening to you here in Michigan. I'm wondering what your take is on the takedown of Obamacare. I know that you talked a lot about health care. You went to Washington a lot and talked about health care. What do you think? Well, I think that there's been some big problems because one of the things that didn't work was when you try to have the co-op situation, because you wouldn't get enough healthy people versus some of the others, and so that kind of blew up. And the other thing is, I'm sorry, I don't agree with fining people for not getting health care coverage. If they don't get it, they don't get it. And the whole idea of fining someone and people having to pay fines and then have the proof. And then the doctors, some of the good doctors who have, and who we've had on the show, who've been chased out of the business because they can't afford to be in the business and they don't like the way the business is rolling. I've said this before. My doctor has such a big heart that he's furious with the way the healthcare system is, that he's almost like that guy where, I got a chicken. I've been coming to you forever, doc, and now we don't have the same kind of healthcare we had. If I give you this good chicken that lays eggs, will you see me? Yes. So it's a mess. That's what it is. It's a mess. There's got to be a better way. There's smart enough people who have danced around this issue enough, but it's not working. How far does it go? It goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. We'll see in the end what it all looks like. All right, this one is from Warren. Hello, America Tonight listeners, and you, Kate Delaney. I noticed that the president looked to a former congressman to figure out who was going to be the new chief of staff, and I guess it's this guy, Mick Mulvaney. What do you know about Mick Mulvaney? Well, you said it, former congressman, now former, four-time member of Congress. So he knows people on the Hill. He's loyal to the Prez, because you would want your chief of staff to be that person no matter who you are. And he seems to be, you know, he's a big Tea Party guy. I think he's probably fine there. I guess he's a super detail person. He's a big number cruncher. So that's good, because he'll have to be doing that in that position. And I did find out one thing about him today, because somebody was saying, okay, what do you know about him? And I knew a couple things about what he had done as a congressperson. He was 51. He's a Tea Party guy. But I also saw, and that he was a big numbers guy, right? So he got a law degree from the University of North Carolina. He looks at trends. He looks forward. He's a forward looker to try to look at the trends. That's good, I think. But I didn't know this. When he was 13, he worked for Ronald Reagan, right? He had a gig in 1980 stuffing envelopes for Reagan's presidential campaign. How about that? I was like, what? When the person said it to me, he was 13. He's working. I was like, where was he working? What was he doing? And that's what it was. But so he's had politics in his blood, I guess, for a long time. So there you go. Chief of staff, that's who it is. And people will get to know him because he's the face now for however long that lasts. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this one? This one is from Ron. Kate, longtime listener, I've emailed you several times. It's been a while. I've been traveling a lot on the road, but I try to catch you wherever I am. Sometimes I catch the podcast afterwards, and I'm wondering, I've listened to the Nail the Score thing. When you look at the NFL, who do you think wins the Super Bowl? Oh, well, if I knew that, where would I be? That's a big question. And you could look at teams like, you could look at teams like the Rams, but I don't think the Rams win the Super Bowl. You could look at the Saints, and the Saints have come back down to earth, although they won on Monday night. They beat the Panthers 12-9. You could look at, the Chiefs. I love Pat Mahomes, the kid who is just tearing it up. Even when they have losses, he's fun to watch, and it's oh so darn close, right? So I think that counting the Chiefs out would be a big mistake. Although, they lost last Thursday, right, to the Chargers, but by 1 point. And he still looked great. And so if I had to pick just one team, if you're saying to me, who's going to win? Who's the one team? It's very tough to do because we're not into that second season. But I like the Chiefs. I do. I like the Chiefs and the road that they could be on. I'm talking about the AFC. So to represent the AFC, not the Patriots this time around. And then who is it from the NFC and who is it they're going to beat? That's, flip a coin. For 5 games, the Cowboys looked a lot better, but do they look like they're going to be a Super Bowl contender? See, here's the thing. And covered for so long, it's a second season. So all bets are off if everybody's healthy and then you go into the playoffs, and how do you match up against the team that you've got? That's why so many really fight for that first round bye, because if you can get the first round bye, that gives you that extra time to rest, and get ready for whatever's going to come your way in the playoffs. All right, back to politics. This one is from Patrick. And Patrick says, how about James Comey and his testifying? And how insane is that? What a waste of time. I can't imagine. What is Comey possibly going to bring to the table? I mean, if anything, the guy is nothing but frustrating. I just don't understand it, Kate. Why do we even care about Comey? Well, you know what? Because they wanted to hear from him, so that's what happened. He's the former FBI director, for what it's worth. And I guess he slammed Republicans for not speaking out against the president. That was one thing. And he said somebody has to stand up and speak out for the FBI. He told that to the reporters after 6 hours with members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee. He said people know better, including Republican members of the body, that they have to have courage to stand up and speak the truth and not be cowed, by mean tweets or fear of their base. There's a truth and they're not telling it. Wow. So all those hours behind closed doors with Republicans and Democrats, he was questioned on the FBI's handling of both the Hillary Clinton email investigation and, of course, the Russia investigation. Stay with us, Man Cave, next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, time to head to, he said it, the man cave. So the week 15, wraps up in the NFL, and it wraps up with one winner and one loser, and the winner is the Saints. The Saints are 12-2 now. Drew Brees, 203 passing yards, did toss an interception. Didn't matter in the end. The Saints defense, they really did it. They really put things together. Eli Apple was fantastic. So the Saints held on to win in a very strange fourth quarter. It's interesting because they were blowing the doors off of everybody most of the season, and now it's kind of been a different sort of Saints team. They still have that magic, though, I think. But you look at the week, and one of the teams to talk about is Philly. If Philadelphia had beaten the Dallas Cowboys in that overtime game, boy, it might be a different story for them because they would be 8-7. As it is, they beat the Rams in a wild game, 30-23 on Sunday night, and set themselves up for potentially getting into the playoffs. It would be a wild card spot, and it is a long throw for that to happen. It's almost a Hail Mary. Not impossible, and not mathematically, they are not eliminated from that. But it doesn't get any easier for the Philadelphia Eagles because they finish out the season in an interesting way. Probably without Carson Wentz, by the way. Nick Foles in there. You got to give him credit. But they finish with Houston in Philly. And then they're at Washington. And the Washington game could be pretty huge. They're second in the NFC East. But what's interesting is, you look at the wild card potential. And they're not out. But they're not in... they're not in a great situation. It's just not an easy walk to get there. We'll see. This is that time of year, right? And we look at the rest of the NFL. And there were some other crazy kind of games and finishes and woulda, shoulda, coulda teams. You know, speaking of the Texans, Deshaun Watson led the Texans to a comeback win over the Jets. So they were trailing 29-22 on Sunday, a 14-yard strike to DeAndre Hopkins with a couple of minutes left. That made the big difference. The Bills beat the Lions by a point, but neither one of these teams is going anywhere. But it was strange to watch the two of them square off that way, because heading into the season, there was high hopes for both of those teams. And then here's the bigger story. The Bears win the NFC North. Fans go crazy. It's been forever and a day since they've been to the playoffs. And then they beat their hated rivals, the Packers, and the Packers are limping out of the season. They are out of the playoffs. So the Bears look like a pretty good franchise right now. They have Mitch Trubisky, who's been great, a young, very promising quarterback. And this is a team that could be, you know, their first North title since 2010. This is a team that could possibly be there. I don't know that they come out of the NFC, but they could. Mitch Trubisky threw for a couple of TDs. Eddie Jackson ended Aaron Rodgers' NFL record streak without an interception. And, hey, the Bears win. You know what's interesting? Minutes after they clinched the title, left tackle Charles Leno proposed to his girlfriend, who said yes. And it was right there for everybody to see. I don't know that she looked a little surprised. And that's unusual. It's not that we haven't seen big screen engagements, proposals, but usually it's by the fans. And then people clap and whatever, but it's usually not a player that all of a sudden they go into that pose. You know, they strike that pose, not the Heisman pose, the one where you're down on your knee with the box open. That was kind of what the deal was. So there you go. All right, if we were in the man cave, we'd be bouncing around talking about a lot of different things, wouldn't we? A lot of it would center around sports, and we would talk about some of the bowl games, maybe a little NBA, and maybe something else mixed in between. For me, it would not be soccer. Somebody asked me the other day, are you a big soccer fan? No, I'm not. I think it's okay. And seeing it in person is a big kind of difference deal. It's a, you know, it makes you feel like you're more involved in the game. But no, I'm a big four traditional person if I'm going to watch any kind of sports. Let's put it that way. So Alabama in the thick of it to possibly win back-to-back championships. A lot of people feel like it's going to be Clemson and Alabama who are going to play in the title game. Not sure about that. But one thing I know is the quarterback for Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa, who is the quarterback, is ahead of schedule from surgery. He had to repair a high ankle sprain that he suffered during the SEC championship game. And his coach, Nick Saban, said, you know, he's doing well. He's probably in front of everything. He's been able to throw the ball from the pocket. He can run. So in terms of what can he do, they think he's going to be back there. His backup quarterback, Jalen Hurts, who started the previous two seasons at Alabama, is fine and could be there and could step in if that's the case. But it's interesting, Tua, with as great as a quarterback as he was, did not win the Heisman. It was Oklahoma's quarterback, Kyler Murray, who did. So they want some sweet magic here, if you know what I mean, in this bowl game, and want to get back into a position where they can actually vie for a title and do it back-to-back years, because that's so unusual, let's put it that way, for that to happen. And the bigger bowl games are coming up as we get into December 30th and 31st. And, of course, on the front of the games that really matter, we're talking about, you know, Notre Dame and Clemson. So those two playing. There's only four teams left. Oklahoma and Alabama, I just mentioned those two teams. They're playing in the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Notre Dame and Clemson will be playing in Arlington, Texas at Jerry World. And then whoever wins those games and they square off against each other, they'll do it for the right to be college champions at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, on Monday, January 7th. Yeah, how about that? So the Flyers have a new coach. Are you interested in what's happening on the ice? They have that ugly mascot called Gritty. For whatever search engine you use, look up Gritty, and you'll just, it's just like this giant orange flame. It's the craziest thing. But anyway, the Flyers fired their coach, Dave Haxtell, and then they announced that Scott Gordon, who's in the AHL, would be the interim head coach. He's had experience with the Islanders. And so here we go. On the ice, it's like a revolving door. They just sit them on a Zamboni and usher them out. He is the fifth NHL coach to be fired this season. No head coaches were dismissed during the entire year last year, but already that's how many have gone down. You got to win, because you got to win to put people in the seats, right? You got to have some kind of success, or people aren't going to pay whatever the ticket prices are and come and watch the team. They're just not. Our attention is being pulled in so many different directions, let's face it. And with streaming and, you know, bigger televisions and more comfort and having people over, the whole experience, which I think you miss out, but the whole experience of going to a game gets kind of dulled by the outrageous ticket prices, the parking, the yada yada, the amount you have to pay for food, and all the hassle in between. Never thought I'd say that. Thanks so much to all of you who stopped by and checked us out in and out of the man cave and everywhere in between. Make it count, everybody. Big shout out to George for stepping in for Nathan. Happy, happy birthday to him. And we'll see you soon.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.